This week in Pennsylvania politics, WHYY has been reporting on what candidates for governor have to say about the Commonwealth's ailing infrastructure and who is paying attention to Latino voters. We count down to Election Day on November 8th with WHYY's Kenny Cooper. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
So let's dive into the coverage of an important topic, which is infrastructure. And in your reporting, you challenged listeners to try to name three good drivable roads in Pennsylvania. I don't know that I could do that myself. Could you?
No, I couldn't. So that's why I reached out to gubernatorial candidates, Democrat Josh Shapiro and Republican Doug Mastriano, to figure out their plan to fix them. So Shapiro told me that he wants to rebuild Pennsylvania's infrastructure from Philly all the way to the rural communities. Now, he also said that he wants to increase funding for road and bridge repairs, remove lead from Pennsylvania's aging pipes, and he also wants to increase funding for public transportation. Now, Mastriano did not respond to a request for an interview, but during his time as a state senator, he has supported increased broadband internet access. And he also has very strong opinions about the state's stormwater regulations. He is opposed to the way that the state currently interprets the Clean Water Act. Therefore, he is kind of against fees that are imposed, you know, in regards to stormwater.
Well, next up, this week you reported on Pennsylvania's growing Latino population, and it is growing. But still, Latino and Spanish-speaking voters are habitually left out of voter outreach strategies until the last minute. Now, what's an example of this, and how are counties changing their strategies around that?
So, Jennifer, one big example that people might remember, they might not, from last year is Berks County. The county put the wrong date for mail ballots on instructions sent to 17,000 registered voters. But it was only Spanish language instructions that were incorrect. So this year, the county is making amends. And also, Philly's collar counties like Chester and Montgomery are also expanding voter language access. So Philly is also taking more steps to provide voting information to more than just English, Spanish, and Chinese translations of voting materials. Soon, the city will begin translating into languages like Arabic, Haitian Creole, Portuguese, Russian, and even Vietnamese.
Wow. Well, Kenny, you cover suburban stories, and you've been taking a look at a race to watch in the 160th Pennsylvania House District. Let's see if I have this right. Representative Craig Williams, the incumbent, is being challenged by Kathy Spar. Now, this district was adjusted during redistricting, and it's now deemed purple. That's a region where Democratic and Republican parties have similar levels of support among voters. And this district encompasses some of Chester County and Delaware County. Who are these candidates, and what are they considering to lead this revamped district?
So, yes, Williams is the incumbent Republican, and he is facing off against the Democrat Spar. Now, Williams is a Marine Corps veteran and was first elected back in 2020. Spar is a senior transportation planner in the Delaware County Planning Department. Now, in her campaign, she is prioritizing abortion rights, public safety, voting rights, child care, and climate resiliency. Now, Representative Williams declined an interview with WHYY News, but his campaign website says he is focusing on addiction advocacy, increased funding for infrastructure projects, and more money for gun prosecutors.
And Kenny, what makes this race the race to watch?
Democrats view this as a race to watch just because of the changes made to the district. Before, Kennett Square used to be lumped into the 160th district. And now Westtown Township in Chester County has kind of taken its role. And the district is already pretty interesting because even though it's a rural area with a lot of Republicans in the area, there's still a lot of Democrats in the area. So this has given, a lot of attention to the race that was once not very competitive or kind of competitive, to making it a full-blown toss-up.
Now, your next story is going to be about some doctors in Pennsylvania, and they're speaking up in the U.S. Senate race. What are they advocating for?
So they're basically motivated by threats to abortion rights and declining trust in the medical field. So the doctors say they're breaking tradition and organizing against Dr. Mehmet Oz and his bid for U.S. Senate. The doctors that I've spoken to so far take particular issue with what they believe is Oz's history of pushing misinformation and peddling harmful medical treatments. They basically say that there's very serious stakes involved, and that's why they're choosing to speak out now.
Interesting. WHYY's Kenny Cooper covers the suburbs and is following Pennsylvania politics. To read a wide variety of stories pertaining to the midterm elections, go to whyy.org. Thank you, Kenny.
Thanks, Jennifer.